Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply voice activated. Voice activated. Think of all the things now that we've got at our disposal that are voice activated. Our phones are voice activated. If you've got a smartphone, you can simply speak the words you want to and your text message can be sent. You can command your phone to call someone. You can command your phone to upload the GPS to get you to your destination. And it's not just our phones that are voice activated. Remote controls on televisions are now voice activated. You want to change the channel, all you've got to say is channel 5 or tune to this or turn it to the social media networks. Whatever you want to do, you can do it with your voice. Cars are voice activated and so much more. Well, did you know, my friends and neighbors, that people are voice activated as well? And there are certain voices that people respond to better than other voices. Just like technology that doesn't always recognize some voices and recognizes others, there are people who will respond positively to the right voice. And mastering the art of voice activation can not only mobilize teams, but it can streamline the way that we interact and engage with one another. Let's outline the 5 key elements to powerful voice activation with this lesson. The V, my friends and neighbors, reminds us that our voices must be validated. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our voices have to be validated. This is not us bragging on us. This is somebody else saying that we can do a particular thing. For example, testimonials are a great way to validate your voice. Do you have people who you know that you've helped and you've been beneficial to them? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, just to ask them for a testimonial. It'll speak volumes for you when nobody else will. Then your experience is a validator. The things that you have done in the past, the things that you've accomplished, the knowledge that you've gained, the education you've acquired, those things can validate a voice. If you are reading an article and it's written by someone who has PhD behind their name, then you pay a little bit more attention to that article or that research study because that experience validates the voice. And then successes can validate the voice, my friends. You may not have the degrees on the wall, but you've proven levels of success in life and in business. Those successes, past and present, can validate your voice, and then nothing quite validates that voice like your current team. Those people who you engage with every day, those who you're around all the time, they can validate your voice. See, in a basketball game, they pass the ball to the best player at the end of the game. That's a point of validation. That means a team recognizes this person can come through. Does your team recognize that you can come through? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to first master voice with validation. Then the O reminds us of the importance of originality. We don't have to sound like everybody else. Our voice is unique. We can create our own quotes and our own taglines. Our voice is special, and we should be excited about that unique nature of our voice. Well, you say, hey, how do I make my voice original? Now, I'm not talking about changing your tone or your accent or speaking louder or softer, none of those things, just the components of originality. First of all, my friends, we can be sincere. Then we can be polite. And finally, we can be professional. I have dogs, and oftentimes when my children are calling the dogs, they don't come. So they try to change their voices to make them sound like me. My voice is deeper, so they try to make the voice deeper and hope that that will trick the dogs to think that it's me, and then they'll come running. Well, it seldom ever works, my friends, because just like those animals, people are the same way. You can try your best to emulate somebody else, and it won't get the same results. People can appreciate the originality of your voice. Embrace your voice, my friends and neighbors. Embrace your thoughts and your ideas. embrace your uniqueness. You can create, you can write, you can develop, your voice can command. Make your voice one that stands out. The I reminds us that our voices must be inspiring. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone loves that voice that uplifts, that motivates, that encourages and energizes. We love the inspiring voice. We run away from the criticizing voice, the negative voice, the doubting voice, the judgmental voice, and we end up embracing that other voice, my friends, because we all like the inspiring voice. In every family, there's a favorite uncle or favorite auntie, or in every school, there's a favorite teacher or favorite coach. Why is that person so incredible? Why are they so appreciated? Typically because they have the voice of inspiration. They tell you that you can when you think you can't. They tell you that you're somebody when you think you're not. They tell you you can pass when you seem destined to fail. They tell you you can win when losing crossed your mind. You've got to be that favorite uncle, that teacher, that coach, that individual that energizes and lights up the room, not because of the judgmental, critical tones, no, but because you can energize, you can uplift, you can pat others on the back, you can bring smiles to their faces, you can give them confidence and make them believe in things that they never thought possible if you can embrace the voice of inspiration. That next voice, my friends and neighbors, is the voice of collaboration. I call it the voice of inclusion. This is the voice that preaches team first and team always. You know, in a typical family, the voice of the team always rings loud because it's the voice of the greater good. That's the voice that says good for all is greater than good for one. Are you thinking about those members on your team, my friends? Are you spending time preaching and teaching and expounding on the great possibilities that exist when teams collaborate and come together? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to exercise that voice of collaboration, the voice that says we are family, the voice that says everybody's on the same team, the voice that says if you don't have it, let me help you, the voice that says, listen, we can do it together. I'm not trying to win on my own. I want to win with a team. I've often heard it said that if you are succeeding individually, then you're not doing enough. No one is doing enough that just succeeds by themselves. We only achieve when we do everything as a team. That's the reason why, my friends and neighbors, we enjoy sports, because they show us, they give us a model of team play every time. That final E in our voice acronym reminds us that we have to have the voice of empathy. This is simply what I call, friends, a voice of understanding. Sometimes it's easy to forget that everyone on the planet is learning in different levels. In school, it was easy because the students are separated by grade. So you knew that a fifth grader couldn't do the same things as a tenth grader. And you knew that the kindergartner didn't know nearly as much as a kid in ninth grade. Well, my friends and neighbors, life is not that easy because we're all lumped in this life together after we leave school, which is a reason why we still have to be understanding, because people learn differently, people live differently, people love differently, and we've got to have the voice of empathy. How do we do that? First, we have to listen. Next, we should seek to relate, not respond. Seek to find common ground. That's how you empathize. And remember that empathy is not pity or sympathy. It's simply understanding. Ask the question, my friends and neighbors, how can I help? Be a master at the voice of understanding. My friends and neighbors, your voice will get stronger when you implement these 5 key components. And I can assure you, my friends, that if you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.